Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I was reminded recently how some people believe with all their heart that they are right with God, and yet there are things in their life that do not line up with the commandments so clearly described in the Bible. It reminds me of the verse in Jeremiah 17 that says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." Think of the most deceitful thing on earth that you can think of, and the Bible says the human heart exceeds them all. Whoa! Think about that. My own heart is deceitful above all things. That's what the Bible says. Kind of scary, isn't it? Well, it should be. It should cause us to think seriously about our walk with life. I know some people that live quite the sinful lifestyle, and yet they would tell you that they are good Christian folks. Their own heart has deceived them. So how does that happen? Where does that leave you and me? How can we be assured that our hearts have not deceived us? Here's an illustration that answers to that. Years ago, when government agents and bankers were trained to learn to spot counterfeit currency, they studied the genuine currency, not the counterfeit. They learned to know the genuine thoroughly, from front to back, side to side, top to bottom, through and through, so that when they would see a counterfeit, guess what? They could recognize it immediately. Now today there are other methods of finding counterfeits, but my point is this. They studied the genuine thoroughly. We too must be very well acquainted with the truth of God's Word. We must know it and know it well, so that we will not be deceived by our own heart. I know it sounds too simple, and it is simple, but the importance of it cannot be overemphasized. After all, imagine the astonishment of the people that Jesus told us about in Matthew 7, where on the day of judgment, Jesus said, "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?'" Listen to what he says to them. Next verse says, "And then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." These folks were deceived by their own heart. What a tragedy. They thought they were okay, but Jesus says, "I never knew you." Friend, I have a question for you. How well do you know the Scriptures? Do you know that you know that you know what God requires of you and me? Will being a member of a church be enough to get me to heaven? How does the Bible answer that question? The people in Matthew 7 were doing a lot of good deeds in the name of Jesus. In fact, the Bible says they were actually casting out demons in his name. And yet Jesus said, "I never knew you." Do you see how our hearts are so deceitful? In 1 John, there's another truth that stands out to me on this same thought. In the first chapter, in verse 6, John writes, "If we say that we have fellowship with him," that is God, "and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." And then in chapter 2, verse 9, he says, "He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness, even until now." So how do we know that we have fellowship with God? How do we know when we are walking in darkness? How do we know that we are walking in the light? And again, I say that we will know the answers to those questions as we become familiar with the Word of God. As we take an inward look at our life, ask yourself, am I really walking in the light as described in the Bible? Or am I just going through the motions? There's a huge difference. You might be able to impress a lot of people by your lifestyle and your dress, but if you are not walking in the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, know this, that your heart has deceived you, and you will perish in hell like all those other folks that claim to be walking in the light. If you're listening to this short meditation today, and you know that your heart is not right with God, do not delay. Get right with God. And if you are listening today and your heart is right with God, well, praise God, but do not stray from the truth. Love it. Read it. Cherish it. It will be the means to your staying right with God. God bless your day.